Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Readers, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
According to the FBI's top counterintelligence official, China is the biggest espionage threat to the United States today. The FBI and the Justice Department have just assigned hundreds of new counterintelligence agents to specifically focus on China because the danger is mounting from China's increasing economic and military might. FBI efforts are handicapped by liberal complaints about racial profiling, some business groups who think that trade trumps national security, and vague laws on technology exports that businesses are able to get around. It's a major problem that thousands of Chinese nationals regularly come to the United States as students and businessmen. Some work for major U.S. defense contractors. Some come as students to the universities. No matter what their apparent reason, they can be recruited by some of the 3,000 Chinese front companies that have been set up in the U.S. specifically to acquire military or industrial technologies illegally. Meanwhile, a highly classified intelligence report produced for the new U.S. Director of National Intelligence recently admitted that U.S. intelligence agencies failed to recognize more than a dozen key military developments in China over the last decade. It's up to our government not only to intercept spies coming in from China, but also to intercept diseases. Most of the flu epidemics come from China. A deadly pig-borne disease has already killed 36 people in China this year and infected 198. Chinese authorities have banned local reporters from visiting areas where there is an outbreak of this pig disease and ordered newspapers to get all their news from the government. The U.S. government is working on a flu vaccine, but it seems that the more immediate task would be to impose stringent health restrictions on both people and goods coming into our country from China.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap. Call Cal Bent at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Cal Bent pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says it's easier to get older than it is to get wiser, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today I have returned. Had a little job or two to do yesterday, and anyhow, I'm back behind or in front. They always talk about being behind the mic. I'd be in front of this mic, wouldn't I? I don't understand. But anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I'm here. You're there. And we're going to have some fun today. Ben Roberts is going to be on the air with us again today, and we're going to talk about, we've been wanting to do this, every time Ben comes on, we get sidetracked, but on this organic meat thing, organic foods thing, I should say. But anyhow, I have kind of an interesting letter here from a listener that is from downtown New York City. Is it all right to say downtown? He's raised in the Bronx, and he says, after the show Monday, he didn't get to, you wrote this. Yeah. Well, you tell me what he did.
You've got it written there in front of you.
You wrote it.
I didn't bring a script.
You wrote it.
Well, you can say it's in my words.
Okay. It's in Jeff's words, but here's what the listener wanted to say Monday and didn't get to. We didn't have time. We seldom ever have time to get to all of the listeners, all of the callers. But he said one of the callers that was left on the line was Tom in New York City. He's born and raised in the Bronx, first-time caller. He wanted you to know how refreshing your viewpoint was. That's my viewpoint we're talking about. I'm refreshing, okay? And how nice it was to listen to the show. He says that I make a lot of sense, he says. Being born and raised in New York, he liked hearing talk about the cattle and farm life. Things he is not familiar with, but found interesting to listen to, and it gives him a different perspective. He is tired of all the blowhards in big city talk radio that make themselves sound so important while saying absolutely nothing at all. And, hey, we need all the listeners like Tom we can get. And, you know, I truly believe this, and I've made this comment time and time and time again. See, it hasn't been but a generation or two ago, a couple of generations ago, that practically everybody had ties one way or another to farm life. You know, Grandpa still lived on the farm, or Uncle Bill lived on the farm, or Aunt Martha married a rancher out west. And, you know, they still had some kind of a relationship with agriculture. Today, it's almost the same as non-existent. And, hey, this is one of the reasons we see as many problems as we do, like the environmental movement and all this sort of thing. If people really understood agriculture, it would be totally different. I remember so well when the environmental movement started, and I'm talking about, you know, we're all good environmentalists, but I'm talking about the wackos that don't want to cut a tree and all this sort of thing. They don't have any idea. If they'd have grown up on the farm, or if they even had, you know, spent the summer on the farm or even gone out to the farm on Thanksgiving and watched chores be done and know that you cut trees to put in the fireplace to make heat or put in the wood stove, they'd have a totally different idea about what goes on in the world. Well, there's a few of us old hill-raised folks that still understand this and try to explain it to those that do not. Anyway, one of them is Ben Roberts. Ben, are you with me today?
Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, Ben. Good to have you on board again.
Absolutely.
Ben was a little boy. He grew up with a dog named Skippy.
I did for a fact.
I knew that. See, I know a lot more about you than you realize.
And a pet pig named Billy Sue.
Did you let the pig come in the house like they do on Green Acres?
No.
Billy Sue didn't get to come in, huh?
No, she didn't get to come in the house.
Did you ever eat Billy Sue?
Yes.
Did it bother you to eat Billy Sue?
Well, she came up missing one time, and I was always kind of wondering where she had gone to. And one day I was wandering around in the back room of the house, kind of in the cellar part, and I saw these slabs of bacon there. So I put two and two together, and I figured that was Billy Sue.
Yeah. How old were you when you had Billy Sue?
6 years old.
See, wouldn't it be wonderful if every 6 year old could have a Billy Sue? I'm serious about this now. I have a beautiful, well written letter from a listener, and she sent with this some information about what they're teaching in public schools about homosexuality and all that, you know. And she said into kindergarten. This was in kindergarten. And she says, you know, my kids grew up, and she said they raised rabbits, and we had animals, you know, and we had chickens, and they understood all these things. So when you got ready to explain the birds and the bees, it was no problem at all. And I said, well, what they're teaching these kids is trash today. But it was a very, very well-written letter. But see, Ben, you and I and all the kids that grew up like we did, we didn't have a problem with this sort of thing.
No, it was just a way of life. We grew up that way. That's the way it was when we were taught, and we raised our kids to think the same way.
Yeah, but we were in a position where we could. You know, I really feel like this listener, Tom, raised in the Bronx, lives in New York. I really feel for those kind of people because they don't have the opportunities that we have, you know?
Well, I traveled all over the country showing cattle at fairs. I go to the farmers market today in Portland and Seattle every weekend, and the questions that these people ask me is absolutely something that I think, well, why don't you know that? You know, I've known that for years. But there's people out there today, I sell a lot of poultry, fresh poultry, and they say, you take them a fresh fryer, the whole fryer that's not cut up. And they don't know how to cut up a fryer.
Well, neither does Colonel Sanders. I think they run those chickens through a rotary lawnmower. Who ever heard of a back attached to a thigh bone?
Well, nobody has.
Well, that's the way they sell chickens today.
Well, that's a fact.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I've got an interesting story to go right along with what you were discussing. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Golden. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned, visiting today with Ben Roberts. Ben, you were talking about how people, the questions they ask at some of the, when you're selling eggs and poultry at the farmer's market.
Right, correct.
And some of the questions they ask. One of my sons married a girl that was raised in Princeton, New Jersey, which is, it's not even an hour's drive from Princeton, New Jersey into New York City. So they spend a lot of time, big city life. And it's amazing, you know, and we have a lot of fun with Karen. She's a great lady, and she takes all this in stride, and she's learning. But the funny thing he was telling us, I had a little old 8N Ford that I've had since 1956, and we John took it home with him. He took it to South Carolina, and he had it. He was going to have it all over rebuilt and fixed up and painted. And I mean, it's a sharp little dude now. But he lives only 4 miles from the Ford dealership, and he said he wasn't going to have a service call come out and pick that tractor up, you know, and take it in. He was just going to have it pulled down there. So he chained it on the back of the car and told his wife, said, now, we're going down to the Ford dealership. You just pull me on down to the Ford dealership. It's about 4 miles. He said he got on the tractor and he watched her, and she put the kids in the back seat of the car and buckled them in. They were little bitty kids at the time. And she got in the car, rolled the radio up, turned the air conditioner on, and she drove to the Ford dealership without looking back, like he wasn't on the back of the car. He says that little old Ford was bucking and cutting didos, and the chain would get slack in it, and then it would pop, you know, and he said, surely she's going to hear this. Never looked back. Took him to the Ford dealership. So, wildest ride he ever took. Said somewhere along the line she finally came to a stoplight and had to stop before he had a heart attack, but... But
I'm,
you know,
I'm surprised she went to the tractor dealership. She didn't drive right on by and go to the car dealership.
But you know, it is a shame. One of my sons spent a little time living in Boston, and he said they have these big storms. And he said it's just amazing what people don't know, you know. And he said he watched this car in the parking lot, and it was spinning out, and. He got out and had a pair of chains and put the chains on the front wheels. And this car is a rear-wheel drive, you know. And he said the guy hadn't moved. And when he went to get in his vehicle, he said, I believe you've got the chains on the wrong wheels. He says, no. He said, these front wheels are the ones that won't turn. Those back ones are doing fine. He tells that for a true story. So, anyway, you know, my kids grew up pulling tractors and cars and things out of the mud, so I guess we just have a little different attitude and outlook on life. Now, when we come back, let's get down to business. We'll do that. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We have returned. Yes, we have. We are back. Visiting today with Ben Roberts. Ben, I heard your book ad there on raw vegetable juices. Now, I don't know if my wife has that book or not, but she's into this raw vegetable juice thing. And she has a raw vegetable juicer.
Right.
She buys a whole bunch of carrots.
Right.
And puts them in this thing to get carrot juice. I said, why don't you just eat the carrots? No, you need to drink the juice.
That's correct.
Well, why can't I just eat the carrots?
Well, because you can't eat enough carrots. You'd have to eat 25 pounds of carrots to get the same amount you would do in a few quarts of juice. You just can't, your stomach will not hold that volume of food. You get the same nutrients in a 25 pounds of carrots will make about 5 quarts of carrot juice. And there's no way you can hold all that roughage. But you get all the nutrients in the juice as you would if you're eating your raw carrots. It's just in a concentrated form. Also, when you drink raw vegetable juice, that is digested and assimilated within 10 to 15 minutes. And where if you're eating the food, it takes, 4 to 5 hours. So that's why it's important to drink the juice.
Then you're going to get hungry a lot quicker.
No. You don't get hungry if your body is satisfied with the nutrients that it needs.
I do. You know, I can go for days, literally. I can go for days without getting hungry. I have done it. I quit eating on a Friday one time and didn't start until a Wednesday just to prove that I didn't get hungry.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't get hungry. And then there's a lot of other people just think they do.
You know when I get hungry?
When I
sit down to eat. I'm serious. Take that first bite, and then I want everything, including the box it came in, you know?
Well, I don't. I haven't been hungry since I was 10 years old. I just don't. I don't get hungry either. I just go on, and I never eat on a schedule, and I should, but I don't. And it's, speaking of food and everything, though, while we're the thing that really irritates me, and I have a shopper that buys eggs from me at the Seattle market. She came by the booth the other day and said she was a food nutritionist for the Seattle school system. And she said, Ben, it's just absolutely terrible what we're doing. She said, I have to make a balanced, nutritional school lunch out of breaded fish sticks and tater tots. I said, well, how in the world do you do that? And she said, you can't. And it's terrible what we're doing in these school lunch programs that we're paying for. We're teaching these kids bad eating habits, and we're paying for it through the tax dollars on these school lunch programs, and then we're going to be paying for it later in the form of health care. And it's just, we keep standing by again like we do in many other industries and tolerate this when we shouldn't be doing that.
What did she say? What was her answer? How can she do that?
She can't. But the school lunches are bid on to different districts by different food corporations out there. And because of budget cuts and everything that there is in every state's budget as far as school lunch programs go, and the cuts from the federal side of the school lunch, then they have to buy what they can pay for, and usually that's a lesser quality. Yesterday I called three different school districts, one in Texas, one in Missouri, and one here in the state of Washington. And I just asked those people. I talked to the home economics department, which there is no home economics department in any of these schools anymore. And I talked to the nutritionist there, and she said it's just it's impossible. In fact, in the state of Missouri, they're talking about, because of budget cuts, they're talking about just doing away with their cooking program totally in the at the high school level.
Well, you know, when I went to school, there was no school lunch program. I mean, you either went home, went uptown, or brought a lunchbox.
Well, when I went to high school, we had elementary school also. We had which wasn't very often that I went, but when I did go, we had our own kitchen and had our own cooks, and they were cooks that everybody knew, and they put out some excellent meals there, and they were always had a dessert and had a main course, and it was really good. In fact, there's a lot of it that some of those kids, they didn't bring sack lunches to school. Now I think a sack lunch would probably be a benefit.
You know, my daughter is in hospital management.
Right.
And one of the things that she is over is the food service part of it.
Oh.
And she hires, and it just happens that we're in pretty much of a German, in a German area, or German settlement area. But she hires several of these ladies that have German backgrounds, you know, and they're all good. German food's tremendous food.
Sure it is.
And every once in a while, if they have leftovers, well, she'll bring something home, you know, it's just delicious. But I'm like you. When I was teaching school, our school, the school where I was teaching had a school lunch program. And, yeah, the cooks lived right there in town, and the meals were delicious. They were very, very good and plentiful. I mean, they always had, you know, you could go back for seconds if you wanted to. I hear music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truly, this man was the Son of God.
There were also women looking on afar off.
What are you doing, honey?
Just got this new DVD Bible. Look, it's the whole Bible on only two DVDs. The scripture is right on our TV screen, and you hear the narration right along with it.
A DVD Bible?
It's the first time it's been done. We can watch the Bible together, or with the kids, right here in our living room. Look, I can go anywhere in the Bible with just a click of the remote.
And they cried out again,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said unto them,
"Why?"
Pause it, honey. I'm going to get the kids. We should get one of these for Mom. She'd love it.
It even has a complete library of Holy Land photos.
The new DVD Bible. It's the complete King James Version. Over 72 hours of narration and beautifully displayed scripture on your TV screen. Perfect Bible study with family, friends, and church. Anywhere there's a TV or a DVD-compatible computer. Order yours today and get one for a friend. Now only $29.95. And if you order now, you'll get a free CD of kids' favorite stories from the Bible.
God worked for 6 days.
Call 1-800-462-9559. That's 1-800-462-9559.
A symbol of power and beauty, gold was thought by ancients to be a gift from heaven. And so gold has been for those who understand the major economic shift of the new millennium. Yes, ever since the new century rolled over, tangible assets like gold coins have begun to slow. Steadily climb skyward, indeed, gold coins are a godsend to we the people, who must now face another year of rising costs, negative real returns, and growing volatility in the financial world. Rediscovering gold traces a history of United States gold coins, pricing factors, market cycles, and the effect growing demand has on a shrinking supply. You can get this classic book free to my audience as a gift from Swiss America by calling 1-800-289-2646 or just 1-800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold today. Call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN. Friends, the day is at hand when welders, soldering guns, wrenches, rivet guns, and staples will be relics of the past because of a new toolbox. The Cool Chem Toolbox of tomorrow can replace nearly 300 tools, fasteners, tapes, and adhesives. The makers of Cool Chem are so sure that you'll agree that for a short time, you can get the Toolbox of Tomorrow evaluation kit free. Normally, a $21 value, we'd get it today free. Just go to CoolChem.com and enter the code DERRY5. That's DERRY. Why and the number 5. I have used Cool Chem myself to fix things, and Cool Chem is versatile. It can join or repair almost everything, including rubber, wood, plastic, metal, and glass, just to name a few. Again, get the Toolbox of Tomorrow evaluation kit, a $21 value, yours today, free. Go to CoolChem.com, enter DERRY5 into the Cool Code. Limit one per customer, a modest shipping and handling charge applies. Cool Chem, the Toolbox of Tomorrow.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show,
and the man who says all of us could take a lesson from the weather. It pays no attention to criticism. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Ben, it was on November the 14th, I kind of kept track of that, that I talked about this. But now let me go back to 2002. The Department of Agriculture began its program of national organic certification. There's been a steady lobbying effort to weaken standards in a way that makes it easier for the giant food companies, which often use synthetic substances in processing, to enter the organic market. I had, and I was going to bring it in with me, and lo and behold, I walked out without it. But my wife bought a quart of milk, and I believe it's from Horizon, and it tells on there about how much better their milk is because it's organic and their cows are pastured. And I had a story the other day about how those cows are pastured only briefly when this one particular farm, Aurora's management, asked that they be pastured because of negative publicity in the media about the farm or when they were concerned about a potential inspection of the premises. Most of the cattle are not pastured. They're just in typical stanchions where, you know, milking barns. Then I got this letter. Do you know who, are you familiar at all with Paradigm Meats?
No.
Okay. Well, this fella, I guess he's operates something similar to what you do, but let me read his comment. He said, you talked about USDA's organic standards. He says, I've been growing and marketing clean meat since 1994. Back then, USDA didn't care too much about it, but now, as more and more dollars are thrown at the organic market, the big guys want a piece of it. So these big players have pressured their puppets, the USDA, to relax the requirements to the point that they are so watered down that now it's almost easier to qualify as USDA organic rather than being disqualified. Due to the meaningless criteria and the fact that the USDA does not certify producers as pasture raised, we at Paradigm Meats refuse to seek their certification. It's just a waste of money. Instead, we have chosen to educate our prospective customers regarding our philosophy and production methods. When they realize all the things that can be slipped in under USDA's organic guidelines, they then realize that purchasing a stamp or a seal is worthless unless you know what the stamp stands for. And when you find out what it stands for, you're often disappointed. Since Paradigm Meats does much more than any organic guidelines require, we like to say that we're beyond organic. And that seems to be the direction many of us small guys are headed. That is, rather than seek pay for USDA's blessings, it's better and cheaper to educate the consumer and forget the government. What do you think?
Well, what I think they should do is, he's exactly right in what he's talking about. Because of the growth in the organic movement, there has been a lot of dollars thrown at legislation to get laws passed where it's easier for those people to qualify. I had to spend 36 months, 3 years, in order to prepare my land and everything so I would qualify because I was trying to follow the rules. Today, that doesn't seem to be. But also in the state of Washington where I live, the certifier here is the Washington State Department of Agriculture. In Oregon, it's the Oregon Tillith. The difference between the two is that Oregon Tillith is not a government entity and the WSDA is. And I believe what we need to do in this country, as worldwide probably also, is we need to have the certifier out of the hands of the government and into the hands of private people. Because if you go through an organization like is QAI or Oregon Tillith, probably those corporations will not be as easily influenced with their dollars as they are in government entities.
See, we used to say it just the opposite way.
Sure.
We used to say, hey, you know, private industry, you can't trust these private individuals. We need a bipartisan a Department of Agriculture out there. But that was before the multinational corporations bought and paid for the Department of Agriculture's employees.
Well, the thing with the people that say, like Oregon Tillis, and I use them as an example, because those people are all organic producers. And they say, no, if a corporate, you know, no one wants to prohibit anyone from being an organic producer. And I'm certainly one of those people. I don't care if they want to do it, but they need to jump through the same hoops that I had to, meet the same guidelines that I had to in order to get into the business.
All right, what? Now, you started out with the chickens, right?
Correct.
Okay, what did you have to do to sell organic eggs?
Well, the hens that I have to be run on grasses or pastures or free range that have not had any prohibitive chemicals, insecticides, or anything put on the ground for weed control of fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, for 36 months. Also, those pullets had to be fed certified organic feed from day old.
For our listeners in New York, pullets are young hens.
Correct. And it's you have to feed them the certified organic grain. In fact, the first bunch that I had, I did not do that. And I sold them to just as farm flocks to anybody I could get to buy them. I had to start all over again. And I bought some pullets from a hatchery once, and they didn't hatch the volume of pullets that I wanted. They couldn't hatch them all in one day, so they hatched to get some again the next day. But that night, they had fed the ones that hatched the day before a starter mix, and I refused the birds. I said, I can't take them. I cannot, honestly, take those chicks.
Well, you know you're not supposed to feed little chicks the day they hatch anyway.
But they'd held them that one night. Oh, I know that, and I don't. I give them water, but I don't give them any feed till they're 72 hours old.
Right.
But anyway, they had fed them some starter mix, and so I refused the shipment, and they took them back and sent them to somebody else. There's no problem doing that. But then they had to hatch me some more chicks, and it's the organic movement is really an integrity of the producer.
Okay.
There's all kinds of ways to cheat.
Okay, I talked about this on November the 18th, but let me run over this again. A formal complaint into allegations of multiple violations of federal organic regulations at the nation's largest organic dairy. The Aurora Organic Dairy, located in Colorado with a herd of approaching 6,000 cows, and I mentioned that on the air. I don't know if that means they're milking 6,000 cows, if that counts, you know, everything in the herd. But either way, that's a gob of cattle.
Yes, it is. It
appears to have violated numerous organic regulations governing the rearing of animals entering its vast factory farm operation. The heifer ranch, providing thousands of new cows, has never been certified. Consumers are paying premium prices for products carrying the organic label. Replacement cows were not pastured by as required by the Organic Food Production Act of 1990. And the cows were instead penned in large commercial feedlots. And this goes on and on and on and on about all of the things. The cows were not on pasture. And then they finally put some on pasture because they were going to be inspected. And this is coming from, where did it come from? I forgot now. Okay, it's a New York Times article.
Well, like I said before, the producer, it has to be a person or a corporation of integrity. It's so easy to cheat this system because there's not enough people to go around and police all of it. They can't do it. And the demand for organic, you talk about the milk, and the largest demand in organic produce or production right now is in the dairy industry. There is and because of that, whatever you feed that cow is in that milk. And there's a lot of people out there that are extremely interested. They want the best product they can buy. They don't mind paying a little more for it, but they want to know that it is produced under certain standards. They wrote the organic standards, but because of the dollar, people are not being, they're not people of integrity.
Okay, back to the, now I don't remember. My mind wandered.
I have another shopper in Seattle who works for a National Foods Corporation. She is she works in the laboratory that does the testing there or the products. She told me that the eggs that they were getting as a private brand name that was going into a store here in the Northwest were tested, and they were not organic. And that doesn't surprise me a bit, because I sold eggs to this very same retail store in the month of March last year, this year, and my eggs were not selling as many because they had come out with their private label, and they were selling those eggs for $1.99 for a dozen eggs.
But they weren't organic. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As a listener of this network, do you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country? As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, we're back. Ben, you mentioned that this one store put their own label on some eggs that they called organic, sold them for $1.99. What were your eggs selling for along beside them?
My eggs were selling for $3.29 for the same... For the same egg, they were selling $3.49. It was selling for $3.49.
Okay.
Now the introductory offer for this brand was $1.99 a dozen. That was to go through the month of March. In the 1st of April, they went to $3 a dozen. So that was more in line with what I was selling, what my eggs were selling for in the store. But, you know, my chickens lay eggs every day, so I told them, I said, well, you know, I can't wait 30 days before I start selling eggs again. So that's when I started going to farmers markets and stuff, because I had to find a market for my product. And that, since then, they have come back and asked me if I would provide them eggs, and I just told them that I apologized to them that I couldn't do that because I had already established another market someplace else.
Okay, how did they find out? How did the people find out that they were not organic eggs?
Well, the laboratory that works for this National Foods tested them, and that's where they found out they were not organic. And what process they went through, I don't know.
Yeah, I was wondering what's in there.
Well, they probably found traces of antibiotics or something like that in the feed. You well know these large laying houses. You know, if you have one sick chicken in your house, you got all of them are sick. And
sooner or later, but they won't all die.
No, they won't all die. But you know, they have these chickens so heavily
Medicated.
Medicated.
Sure.
Not only through their feed system, but also through their water system. And that's the way they keep them so-called healthy, is because they keep them medicated all the time.
Yeah, they weren't out on the grass.
Out on the grass. They're in those caves. Well, then what happened was, I'm sure when they tested these eggs, they found traces of some sort of antibiotic or anything in the testing of these eggs.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Janet in Colorado. Hi, Janet. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, guys. I wanted to say that I agree with your guest. The USDA organic seal means nothing to me anymore. I've been buying organic for many years. I used to buy Horizon products. I had stopped some time ago once their largest competitor came into our area, especially locally, which is Organic Valley. I've looked into the way the Organic Valley deals with their local dairy farmers, and I really don't see the... the USDA organic seal as meaning anything to a lot of us that are looking for the cleanest products. And as far as meat is concerned, I do try to find a local rancher who will tell me, you know, let me spend some time on his farm, look at things, find out exactly how they're raising their beef or chickens or whatever, and I'll buy whether they have an organic certification or not.
Well, you're exactly right, and I think what I would look for more than certified organic is sustainable organic, where it's out of the hands of the big corporations. Because, like I say, those people all live with the bottom line. And however they can do to create dollars is what they're going to do.
Okay, let's take a break. Thanks for the call, Janet. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. HealthResearchBooks.com asks, did you know that a daily dose of fresh squeezed grapefruit juice will break down the calcium associated with arthritis, that turnip juice fights osteoporosis, or that carrot juice is vital to a healthy prostate? Fruit juices cleanse the body while vegetable juices build and regenerate. It's all in the book, Raw Vegetable Juices, by N.W. Walker. Available from HealthResearchBooks.com, the world's largest publisher of rare and unusual books. Today's pick, Raw Vegetable Juices, is an easy-to-use guide to juicing. Specific recipes, recommended dosages, and complete explanations of how they work make this the most important book in your health food library. Raw Vegetable Juices, 120 pages in paperback, is just $14.95 plus shipping. To order, call toll-free, 1-888-844-2386. That's 1-888-844-2386. Or order online at healthresearchbooks.com.
Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here, and we have several callers. Let's go first to Wanda in West Virginia. Hi, Wanda. You're on the air.
Thank you, Derry. This is Virginia, not West Virginia.
Okay, sorry about that.
I think I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about the eggs and the egg industry, but I run a relatively small egg farm here, and I've got about 600 chickens, Rhode Island Reds, and I call mine pasture pure eggs. And instead of organic, because I see a lot of people around here that are raising chickens and calling them organic or fudging on it. And evidently the USDA is allowing them to do it. In other words, they're calling them free-ranging or free-pasturing, and yet they're only allowed out into fenced-in pens. Well, that's not what I call, you know, free-ranging or
free
roaming.
Well, it would depend upon how big your fence was.
Weren't that big, believe me.
Yeah.
I've got 14 acres here of mine run across, and I get my feed out of Pennsylvania from an organic Amish farm. And I'm wondering, am I correct in being able to call mine pasture pure because they do roam all over the pasture?
You can call them anything you want to.
Well, that's what I do, and I think the eggs are excellent, and I've been told by the experts around here that they are excellent.
Okay, let me ask you a question real quick. What do you do about chicken hawks?
I'm not going to tell you on the radio.
Okay, good enough. But you do have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had probably 20, at least 20 young game chickens here when late summer. I saw two pullets and a little rooster out there the other day. That's all that's left. I can't turn my chickens out.
I tell you what helps to retard the hawks an awful lot. If you'll run some black Osterlorp with them, they think they're crows. And crows are hawks' natural enemies.
Well, I live here in the state of Washington, we have more hawks per square mile than probably any place in the United States.
No, they're right here in Missouri.
They're here in Virginia.
Because the grain fields that we have here, I'm surrounded by wheat and barley, and the mice and the voles infestate that. We have a tremendous amount of hawks. And I'll tell you what, we'll get rid of your hawks quicker than anything. It's a Pyrenees dog. A great white Pyrenees dog. And when that group of chickens, when a hawk flies over and that group of hens sounds a signal, those dogs get up and they go. And if that dog's out there, he'll look up. I've seen him do it hundreds and hundreds of times. And those hawks never come down.
Okay, hey, thanks for the call, Wanda. Let's try to go to Cassandra in Kansas. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, very quickly.
I just wonder, how do I find organic feed for my chickens?
Did you hear the question, Ben?
Yes, I did. There are a lot of feed mills around that provide organic feed. I was in a feed mill yesterday, talked to a gentleman there. He says that Purina now has a certified organic layer mesh. You might check with your Purina dealer and check that out. Again, you're dealing with a corporation there, so, you know, there's room for all sorts of things. But there are organic feed people around and that you can buy it from. Go on to the Internet and just type in a certified organic layer mesh. Something may come up there, but it is available. You just have to look for it.
It's going to be expensive.
Well, I'm just feeding my corn right now. They do great on that.
Okay. Hey, we're going to have to move on. Ben, very quickly, tell us a little bit more about your raw vegetable book, and we'll give your phone number again. I'll do that right now. Give Ben a call. It's 1-888-844-2386, and we've got about 30 seconds to get off the air, Ben.
Okay, well, you know, I was just kind of alarmed at the comments that the automobile manufacturers made when they were on the verge of bankruptcy because of health insurance and the cost of it. So I thought, well, you know, if you're healthy, why do you need all the health insurance? Because if it's a lack of an accident or something, you know, a case of an accident, all the repair and the regeneration of your body must come from within. So I just don't understand why that we have this great health insurance problem.
And we are out of time.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.